I'd like to start off our conversation with, you know, this big concept of interconnectedness, which is at the heart, at the very heart of system thinking. And as you know much better than us, we haven't intensified our web of interconnectedness around the world over the last decades. And as a result, you know, and I would say more than ever, our daily actions and decisions can affect people and other forms of life on the other side of the planet, and vice versa. However, this accelerating curve of interconnectedness has not been followed by an increase in our ability to understand this, and by our increase in our awareness as human beings to feel connected with other people and with nature. In fact, as you also, of course, know very well, we have seen a growing polarization, a growing fragmentation, both within and among countries in the past few years. So, how do you see this issue? Are you hopeful that we can change our current, you know, unfortunately, collective route that is, it doesn't look very well, and develop a healthier way of being and living here on Earth?
I love big questions. And I've actually been doing some reflecting about these particular paradoxes, I believe, that you're describing over the past few years. I would start by saying, absolutely, systems thinking teaches us that everything is connected. But we don't have to go much further than our own experience when in relationships with others, to see that some of those connections are fruitful and beneficial, and some of them are dysfunctional. And whether they are beneficial or dysfunctional is a function of what that system is designed to accomplish. Are we, for example, in a personal relationship trying to experience supporting each other? Or are we trying to be right and get our way? Those are connections, but they lead in very different directions depending on what we're choosing. At a global level, I believe that what is happening is that the system is the larger global system is designed to maximize profit. And maximizing profit with the accounting systems that we currently have, as you know, typically favors private gain at the expense of social and environmental cost. I've been particularly interested in the polycrisis that some people are talking about, that we're seeing simultaneously globalization, rising wealth inequality, rising ethnic tensions, rising climate change, rising populism and authoritarian leadership. And to me, all of those are connected and related to this underlying purpose or direction of profit maximization. So, for example, globalization has benefited enormous numbers of people in developing countries. And the number of people lifted out of poverty in recent decades is something we can all feel really good about. At the same time that wealth inequality has leveled somewhat between fully developed countries and developing countries, it has increased within those countries. And particularly, let's look at, you know, more developed nations. Because the people who benefit most from globalization and from profit maximization are investors they're business owners, and that's linked with political leadership. And how do and at the same so we have a dynamic in systems which we call the success to the successful. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Now, that is not necessarily something that is tied to capitalism. It happens in all societies. It is a tendency that we have in the structuring of society. I believe that sustainable societies do a better job of trying to rebalance those inequalities over time through various wealth distribution mechanisms, power leveling mechanisms, and so on, because they recognize that that leads to more economic, social, and social stability over a period of time. But we are letting that get out of hand in the West. One way in which people then, so the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer within these nations. One way that people who are wealthier and more powerful hold on to and further accumulate wealth and power is through what I have come to call ethnic manipulation or identity politics. Take the people who are most hurt by the economic system and divide them. Set the white people against the colored people. Set the native people against the immigrants, and so on. Now, what that leads to, and another way in which wealthy people tend to hold on to and further accumulate wealth and power is to drag their feet around climate action. Because a lot of our economy is tied to the fossil fuel industry. A lot of people make their money off of it directly or indirectly. And I believe they're very reluctant to step up to the level of intervention and change that is required to really address the seriousness of climate change. What they are able to do with, whether it's ethnic manipulation or identity politics, and now currently called in the US at least, is that they increase fear and they increase anger amongst the majority of the population. And those people, when they are afraid and angry, look to authoritarian leaders to take care of them, and particularly authoritarian leaders of their own ethnicity or color or whatever it is. Those authoritarian leaders are promising them, of course, that, we'll take care of you. But as we also see, the support of authoritarian leaders further concentrates wealth and power, which leads us back into these multiple cycles. So what we really need to do is think about what is the purpose of the system that we want to create. Now it says confirm my speaking language. I think I better confirm that as English. I don't know how this got here. Let me go back up. Hold on. There we are. Okay. Are we design do we want to design a system for profit maximization? That's what we already have. We can see where that is leading us. Or do we want to design a system for sustainability, for better quality of life, for the support of our natural environment, without which we are not going to survive very well. And we have to make a decision deeply, I believe, at the level of purpose. What are we really trying to accomplish? The economic system is well designed to achieve profit, but we can see all of the negative consequences of doing that.
So, as far as I could understand, David, we have to address this kind of leverage point in the language of systems thinking, which is to change the very base of the very core, the goal of the system.